Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Natural Gas safely and reliably delivers natural gas to our customers. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames, so we perform employee and contractor training, maintenance, and inspections for leaks and damage to our pipelines. Take the Safe Digging Pledge today at BeADigHeroOklahoma.com and call 811 48 hours before you dig, excluding date of notification, weekends, and holidays. Dialing 811 is free, easy, and important. If you smell rotten eggs, hear a hissing sound, see dirt blowing or water bubbling, or see any unusual activity or suspicious excavation, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. To report a damaged pipeline, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251 and 811. Be a dig hero. Visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com to learn more.
Well, last week, USDA invested $14 million in Oklahoma to help start and expand independent meat processors in the state. I had the opportunity to sit down with U.S. Senator James Lankford, and he said this is going to increase competition for some of the bigger packers.
It is a very good thing for the state on this. This is something we've worked on for a very long time, and it's getting the opportunity for more small to medium-sized processors to be able to grow or to be able to expand or to be able to add extra hours. So that way you're actually getting your meat and your proteins there that are delivered closer to where they were raised, that you actually be able to buy. A lot of people are very interested in that. But to me, it's also a big issue about getting more competition. Folks that are doing the large houses to be able to have more competition, quite frankly. They need it.
Absolutely.
And this is a way to be able to increase that.
As Lankford's been hearing from the concerns of those in the ag industry, he says the farm bill is on everybody's mind right now.
Is it going to pass? What's it going to look like? Is it still going to have crop insurance in it? Is it still going to have the conservation programs in it? What's it going to look like for ag research? Everybody's asking all the questions, and everyone's absolutely panicked about the giant number that came out on the SNAP program. SNAP program before was around $700 billion. This new number is $1.2 trillion. It's a really, really big jump, and a lot of folks in the ag community are saying, oh my gosh, this is not going to pass because of this giant number in the SNAP program that gets attached to all the farm production. So you've got a $1.5 trillion farm bill that's out there, and only $300 billion of that is actually on farm programs itself. And so the focus now is, okay, we've got to be able to make sure that we get these ag programs here. We've got to be able to keep production, both in families and corporate and everything else, but to be able to make sure that we're doing domestically. What I remind people all the time is if you can't do your own energy and your own food and fiber, you're always exposed as a nation. 100% you're exposed. So we've got to be able to make sure that we're producing that.
Other issues producers are facing, Lankford said, relating to illegal immigration. Not having secure borders, Lankford said, is detrimental for the farming industry for several reasons.
So let me just talk some basics on this. Okay. If you're raising lettuce in Yuma, Arizona right now, where most every salad we get from anywhere in the country is coming out of that, all the farmers that I've talked to in that area are panicked because they've got literally tens of thousands of people coming through their fields, going to the bathroom in their fields, damaging the fields as they're coming across. In Yuma, Arizona, 2 years ago, they had 8,000 people that illegally crossed the border in that area. Last year, they had 310,000 people illegally cross the border in that area. So they're just covered, and it's going through their fields, and they're really worried if it ends up in E. coli in one of those fields from somebody making contact with it. It's not clean. It just wipes them out. And so there are those practical effects that those in the ag community would understand very deliberately, but it also affects just worker programs. We've got all kinds of legal work visa programs and the H-2Bs and others that are out there to say we want those numbers to still be consistent, that people want to be able to come and work and then return back home.
To hear my complete conversation with Senator James Lankford, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at Paycom.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.